Welcome back. On the COVID front, hospitalizations are finally ticking down in the right direction as Omicron infections ebb, and the FDA finally granted Moderna's COVID vaccine Spikevax full approval, and that's after a year following the first emergency use authorization, and that was greenlit, well, about a year ago. And for all of this and more, we want to bring in Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani. And Anj, why don't you just give us a wrap-up of what you've seen and all the developments over the weekend?
Sure, Jared. Well, as you know, we are continuing to see Omicron still affect parts of the country. While we are seeing nationally the averages come down, we are still watching those deaths. And there are some experts who believe that because of a subvariant of Omicron, we might actually see just a little bit elongated surge from what was initially expected. And for all of that, of course, we know that vaccinations are playing a key role to that point. Moderna getting their full approval from the FDA today. They can now market their vaccine, Spikevax, as well as help ease any sort of issues that might come from shipping overseas for a vaccine with emergency use authorization versus full approval. Meanwhile, we also know Novavax submitted for its first emergency use authorization in the U.S. today. Meanwhile, we know that it has, of course, gotten some authorizations globally, but adding the U.S. to that has really opened the door for some who have really been waiting for this right now. So no word on what the how long the process will take after this, but that's where things stand right now. Back to you.
All right. Appreciate that report. Anjali Kamlani.